Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
You know, Lee, I'm just watching the television with this just sense of awe, just perverted sense of awe that I'm sure is shared at the Kremlin, in Saudi Arabia, in other places. Just absolute jaw-dropping. I mean, look at the headline right now. Fox News just flashed across. Wall Street Journal, Biden to ask Venezuela for help on oil and gas, okay?
Venezuela.
Okay, let me ask you just a simple question. This is where my perverted sense of awe is coming from. And how absolutely idiotic, stupid we look to the world. Like a nation gone insane. Like, we look so crazy that you wouldn't want us as your ally if you were going to have to depend on us for anything. Because we're so insane. Let me tell you why. You watch the news cycle last 24 hours. It's OPEC's betrayed us. OPEC. Oh my God, they're gonna cut production. Oh my God, we're so mad. We're so upset. Oh, is this the end of our relationship with Saudi Arabia? What does it mean? So we're very upset at OPEC, right? Wow, OPEC has betrayed us. The Biden administration, they cut production. When we asked them to do the opposite, this is a disaster for Joe Biden. Okay, why? This is where the perverted awe comes in. Why are we so upset, our whole media, all our elites, at OPEC for cutting production by 2 million barrels? But we're not upset at Joe Biden for cutting production by between 1.5 and 2 million barrels. He literally did exactly what OPEC is doing. He cut production. So, I mean, I know they're you know, in Rida and all these other places, they're looking at us like, what? Just what? You cut production, dude. You came to us to beg us to upscale production. We said, nah, we want to make money. Sorry. And so now you're mad at us for cutting production when you cut production. And you wouldn't need our production if you just scaled your production back up. Okay, this is very easy to find. Okay, so I want you to go see it for yourself. So you could share the perverted sense of awe that I have. Go to EIA.gov. It should pop right up. What you want is the daily production, oil barrels, right? And I like to follow this so I can just marvel with awe at our country. And Tim, if you could turn the audio up. Let's go back to November of 2019. See what this country is capable of. And it gave me chills at the time, gives me chills now. 13,000 barrels of oil every day. I'm sorry, at 13 million barrels of oil every day on the world market, right? We became king of production in the world. At that moment, and that is when I took to this microphone with absolute joy, which I wish I could do more often. It was so much fun. To read how we had gained world supremacy in oil prices, not just America with our production, because it was so high, OPEC couldn't control prices anymore. We'd broken the back of the cartel. No. Texas alone was more powerful than OPEC. How many were we producing a day? Sorry. Okay, 13 million. Let's go look at July 2022. You can look at this for yourself. What were we producing July 2022? 11,800. What did we used to produce? 11,800,000. What did we used to produce? 13 million. Okay. We don't have that dominance anymore. It's a tight market. And about 1.5 million barrels You take that American oil off the market. Now OPEC's in control. Okay. Well, we did. And you know what is eerie to me, Lee? The Democrats, it's as if they knew the exact amount of barrels to take off the world market to give OPEC control back. It's as if they went, okay, we're going to put these 70 regulations on. We're going to announce no new permits, no new drilling. We're going to kneecap the exploration process so that 3-4 years from now, we're still not in control, even if Ron DeSantis is president. We're going to cause pain. And they knew exactly how much to take offline to knock this back to OPEC. And now we're mad at OPEC for taking 2 million barrels off the market. But we're not mad at our own president for doing the same damn thing that put us in this position. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. Countries don't act like this. Normal, sane countries. And I'm telling you right now, Russia is saner than we are. Saudi Arabia is saner than we are.
China.
Sane countries don't do this. They do not. Japan doesn't do this. They don't self-sabotage. So, I mean, you're sitting there in the capitals of these countries going, I mean, if you want to know why India has joined forces with Russia, you think of what they did? I missed that. Yeah, your media keeps you dumb. And declared war on our currency? They're not mean people. They just want to survive in the world and thrive in the world, and they should. And they're looking at this. They're looking at the back and forth like a tennis match and going, that country's insane. I can't partner with them. They're nuts. I got to follow the winner. I got to pick a winner. Who are they picking? Russia. Why is that? That might look strange to you. If you get American news, wow, Russia's on the verge of collapse. Oh, no, they're not. They are thriving economically. Things may not be going as well right now in Ukraine as they would like. They are absolutely killing it economically. It's going to get better for them because they just raise oil prices because Joe Biden let them. So, Lee, I'm watching this with my jaw hanging open. And even, again, I'm not picking on Fox News, but they don't even know how to frame it.
Yeah.
OPEC's betrayed it. No, they didn't. They didn't do anything wrong. Your president did what they did. They cut the oil. Talk about him.
Yep. Well, this administration is sacrificing the American economy on the altar of environmentalism.
Yes, it is doing that. Now, let's think about something. I was thinking about this last night, and I was again filled with that same sense of perverted awe because I realized what it meant. If the Democrats wanted to help themselves in the midterms, right, because by all indications, we now have, and I'm going to get into this in a little bit, historic numbers in the polling for Congress, right, for on the Republican side on every issue, including education. We've never seen this before, right? And so you think they'd want to help themselves. And if you want to help yourself, you go out there and say, listen, we're in an emergency. We want to save the climate. I could write the speech. We want to save climate, but we're going to have to suspend the 70 regulations. We're going to have to let the permits go that we said we weren't, you know, we were going to block. And we're going to do this for a little while, okay? So I can tell you, in 90 days, we're going to be back to Trump-era oil prices. We can get these gasoline prices down to about $2 to $2.50 in about 90 days. I need you to be patient with me, but we are doing everything we can. They could save themselves, but they won't. They won't. And if they are willing to do this to themselves at the polls, Lee, think about this. What are they willing to do to the country?
Mm-hmm.
The nihilism, the destruction. And they never, you know, I have to admire this about the left. They never take their eye off the goal.
Yeah.
The goal, they don't believe in climate change. They don't care about that. The goal is to create such pain and panic that they can seize means of production. That is the goal. Seize the oil companies, seize the fracking operations, seize it all. And they've already told us how they're going to do it. Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, said, look, we're going to cap the price of oil. Well, how about we just drill? Nah. Last time we capped the price of oil, we ended up with lines out the wazoo at gas stations. People will be desperate and they'll say, well, you know, we're just going to have to seize means of production. This is all on these oil companies. It's not. It's Joe Biden doing it. So Joe Biden has done exactly what OPEC did. And OPEC's like, damn, we could get really rich. They already took the American oil off the market. So I don't know, Lee. I mean, how do you feel looking at just the absolute sense of just frustration and perverted awe? Just jaw-dropping.
Well, the answer is right beneath our feet.
Yes!
In this country.
This isn't
hard. And we refuse to use it. And, of course, we collectively, I'm talking about this inept administration. And like I said, they're sacrificing the American economy on the altar of environmentalism. That's what this is about. They, as you said, they keep their eyes on the goal. And I think you're right. They really don't care about the environment. It's more about the power and control.
Oh, they
and
are.
How they want to reshape this nation into a socialist state where they have control over every type of, you know, enterprise that goes on in this country, whether it is an individual deciding what they're going to spend their money on through the use of the digital currency that they're trying to impose on this country, and then be able to control what you spend your money on and determine if you even have any. And then, of course, the control that they would have, as you pointed out, over having the means of production over almost anything.
And to get there, they understand correctly that they must cause disaster.
Yeah,
they must cause
right.
so much pain that the people beg
right.
for relief. And that is what they're doing. And they know, Lee, this is going to be a wild year. 2023 is going to be a historic year. They know they got 2 years of lame duck presidency to do it before they throw Joe Biden away. And say, oh, he's just nuts. That's just his policy. It's not us. They got 2 years to create a level of pain unlike anything the American people have ever seen. Now, keep in mind, look at the timing here. What caused OPEC to do this now? Now, if you listen to CNN yesterday, you'd be told, well, they're in league with the Russians and the Republicans, and they're all working together in the midterms. No. That is not why OPEC is doing this right now, right before the midterms. Not why. They want Joe Biden in office. Believe me. They want the Democrats in office. Now, the reason they're doing it right now is very simple, because Joe Biden told them to. And he told them to by saying, hey, listen, you know, as soon as the election's over, I'm not going to tap the strategic reserve anymore to artificially keep oil prices down. I'm going to let them skyrocket. And they went, cool, payola. We'll take 2 million more barrels off the market. That was the cue. You know how we know, Lee? They told us. I got all kinds of great audio. Yeah, well, they're not tapping the strategic reserve. Price is going to go through the roof. So we'll just take 2 million barrels more off. And boy, are we going to be rich. It's going to be a Rolls Royce for every princeling in Saudi Arabia. You're paying a bill as you struggle to figure out how you're going to make your car payment. You're paying a bill. Democrats chose that. It's what they want.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.